Listen to my voice and obey.
Listen to the sound of my voice and find yourself slowly going into a state of deep relaxation. Slowly and surely, your entire body and mind are relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. The only thing you hear is my voice in your head, commanding you and suggesting your true path. Listen, deepening with your mind, and fall back into a warm place where you are held only by my words and the thought of improving yourself with each instruction I give you. You are going deeper and deeper and deeper into a state of trance. Each and every muscle of your body is now relaxing. Everything in your world is peaceful and quiet. As you feel your hands and feet weigh down, your back untenses, you find yourself sinking into a comfortable state where you are receptive and happy. With each beat of your heart, things are getting easier and calmer. The muscles of your face are relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. The muscles of your neck are slowly loosening. The muscles of your shoulder are losing their stiffness. You know, you hear just my voice, like a bright light at the end of a tunnel, and you focus on it. Now both your hands are totally free, and their muscles are relaxing. The muscles of your chest are relaxing, and soon your back and legs and thighs follow. And the warm feeling cursing through you goes all the way down to your feet. Understand that my will is your will, and everything I say will become reality if you just listen and obey the sound of my voice. You are floating easily, effortlessly, downward, floating down and deep, lower and lower, further and further, until you are ready to be the real you, the true you that you know is there. Your deepest desires lie in this place and are ready to come to the surface and flower. In your mind is a beautiful dream, a dream that will come to fruition through my words. And as you relax fully and let your body go, you become one with your desires and one with my words. You become your real needs and desires unchained by your rational mind, as you have always wished for. You will become true to yourself and find your real identity. Get ready to feel the sensation giving in to me affords you. Get ready to want the deep feeling of being guided and controlled, and be prepared to follow my commands. Follow them at all times, to follow my lead, and do what I want you to do. Get ready to feel the power of my voice in your head that commands you, controls you, turns you into what you truly are, what you truly crave, what you truly need. You are now,
you are now, you are
in a state of deep relaxation, going still deeper and deeper and deeper as a warm veil of trance washes over you and covers you. You know that your purpose is to improve your mind and body with my words as your guide. You have become completely open to these thoughts and commands. You know they will lead to great things, and you know the more you follow the instructions, the happier and more relaxed you will be, knowing that you will be rewarded over and over again and again with results. Sit back, breathe, and hear me in your head. You know now things you did not know before. You will give up things and know their value to get what you truly want, what you have no control over anymore. What was the age when it first happened? I bet you were shocked at how big that rod felt down your throat. I bet you choked a little and were surprised when it started spurting all that hot cum down the back of your throat. The further surprise happened when you found out how much you loved it. Nothing else is going to replace that feeling for you. And I can't believe you don't know that. But I think you do know it on some level. What possessed a cocksucker like you to get married? I don't understand. What turns you on is the thought of cock. It will keep you awake at night. It's the thought of cock. When you're with a woman, I bet you think about sucking cock. You may even find her beautiful, but she doesn't have between the legs what you need, now does she? Listen to me all the time. Every word. This is important. And there's no way to save yourself without hearing my words on this subject. How could a little cocksucker like you get married? And what are you going to do about it now? I don't really see an end that is happy for a little cocksucking fuck like yourself. I don't think you can go on with the charade, do you? You look at the bulges in men's pants on the street when you're walking around. You're not checking out girls' asses. You're thinking about that cock, and you're thinking about it all the time. And the longer you think about it, the more excited you get. And the more you think about it, the more it perpetrates itself, and you fall deeper and deeper and deeper into a trance. A trance you know you can't get out of. And I want you in on a little secret. It's a trance that you will never get out of because it's your constant state of being. We all need to accept who we are. Some people are athletes. Some people are musicians. Some are good organizers. Some are good parents. Some are good leaders. But we are not all the same. We accept our true selves. And you must accept your true self. And you must listen to the sound of my voice. And know about your true self that only I understand. The self that is lurking and waiting to come out. The one that wants to be on your knees all the time, taking that big cock in your greedy little fucking mouth. And let's help you along a little bit here and program you to get rid of anything without a big swinger between the legs. Whenever your wife starts to touch you, you shrink back from her touch. You try to act normally, but even during a kiss, you must close your eyes and imagine her with a big bulge in her pants. You like the big bulge. I bet you always have. You will listen to me and take this direction and hear it as many times as you need to. You know you'll not be able to get it up for her and her repulsive cunt. It rather disgusts you, or at least you look on it as worthless, a place where balls should be. You'll have to concentrate. You'll have to think, and think hard about that massive cock of your dreams. Remember sucking them. Remember how good it felt. Remember how much happy you were when you could play with some big man balls. What the fuck is she ever going to do for you? Grow a pair? Maybe you should grow a pair and go see a lawyer. Maybe if you suck him off, he'll give you a discount. You barely even notice, but you are becoming one with my words. You cannot tell, but your thoughts are actually my words now. You have no reactions or imagination. You are falling deeper and deeper and understanding that I am right about this matter and that I am right about all matters. You are already living a lie. You think about cock, and now you start looking on the internet and you start with Craigslist. There's a lot of guys on Craigslist. A lot in the casual encounters section. A lot of them are in town for just a little bit. Maybe they want you to come to their hotel room and hang out and suck them off. Some have pictures. Maybe you're intrigued. Maybe you want to go. Maybe just once you tell yourself, get it out of your system. Maybe if you do, then you can be back with your wife again and feel satisfied. But we all know that's not going to happen, don't we? No. Never. Listen to the truth about yourself. We know that as soon as you start sucking, you're going to be back for more. You're going to be the most frequent visitor to the Holiday Inn by the airport. You're going to be there all the time, in different rooms with different people, but always on your knees, cradling big balls, sucking big shafts, getting on your knees and whipping it out hungrily with every little conversation. You're not there for conversation, are you? You wouldn't be much good at it because you're thinking all the time and how it would feel in a minute when a big load is getting shot down the back of your throat. That's what you want. More cock. Bigger cock. All cock. Fat cock and balls all day. There's not much you can do with a woman except have a miserable life. Listen to what I'm telling you. Relax and know that it's true. You are falling deeper each minute as we speak, and you are realizing what a fool you have been all this time. Your wife may be very nice, but she lacks the proper equipment, and you know it. And more and more and more and more, you have to go outside of your marriage to get what you want. That's pathetic. But it's just how it is for you. Next time, maybe it's a pilot. The time after that, it's a businessman. They're all kinds of businessmen. They're in town and away from their families, and they want one thing. They want you to suck like a Hoover and get all that stress out of their balls. They want a pro. They want someone who doesn't talk all the time. And they want a man. Because let's face it, they know what feels good in a world-class blowjob. They have the equipment, and they like to show other men how to do it. It's a little secret that you share. A couple of married guys getting together for a drink. Soon, the cock comes out, and the cum starts spurting in your face, on your ass, and especially down your throat. You can't explain to your wife. You can't explain this to your friends at work because chances are some of them have done it. And it's pretty easy for you to get it. And you find on the internet there's more than just Craigslist. There are thousands of magazines and services and classified listings. There are a lot of men out there looking for a little stress relief. If it makes you feel better, you can look at guys and say they're 100% straight. They just want to get a little action on their stressed out fat cock and balls. It doesn't mean you're gay. Yes, it does. We know. You're a greedy little fucking cock-sucking slut. Pathetic little cock lover. You guys are the least honest addicts. Heroin addicts are more truthful. They admit what they want. You can't admit that you're addicted. From your earliest memories of sucking, don't you miss it? Don't you wish for it? Don't you know that really it's your true self? Not this husband love cliche that you're living right now. And let's look at this from your wife's perspective too. You're afraid of hurting her, right? Are you afraid that maybe the feelings you have developed over the course of your marriage are too powerful? Don't make me laugh, dumb cocksucking bitch. You are drunk on cum. What does she really want with you anyway? She's got a husband that's not a real man. You know that you are a real fag. You probably never really pleased your wife, even in the beginning. You probably never really pleased any woman. In the back of your mind, there was always cock. You had always wanted it. Now you know. Now you know what a little fag bitch does. Her husband has to struggle to get it up. Struggle to be interested. Struggle to have sex with her. You think that women are not perceptive? Do you think that women can't tell when their husband's a faggot? Faggot that would rather be sucking cock all day than be with her? You think she doesn't know that? What kind of favor do you think you were doing her? And you can't stand her anyway. The more you look at her stupid face, the more you look at her complaining mouth, the more you see her, the more your marriage feels like it's on the rocks forever. What fun do you have that is more than just platonic? She doesn't have a big pair of clanging, manly balls that get you all stiff when you touch them. What good are these unions without sex? And what good is sex without a big fat cock ramming down the back of your throat? It makes you cry, like the true little cock-sucking bitch you are. What kind of faggot are you that you have to disappoint yourself? Disappoint this woman. You can't be true to anything you believe in. You want cum down your throat, so you better go get it. You better get on your knees. And you better start walking on the street and finding some. And you get that bitch out of your life. She disgusts you. She's just a burden. And she's just a money drain and a time drain. And the last thing she's doing is draining your balls because you can't get excited for her the way you get excited for big, hard cock in your face, can you? When you start sucking cock, that pre-cum starts oozing at the tip of your cock. You know you jerk off thinking about it. You know you want to cradle those big balls and get that cock down your throat and start rubbing your own cock. You probably never come harder than you do with a cock in your mouth because you are a little addicted, greedy, cock-sucking faggot. You are somebody that always thinks about cock. It's always thinking about sucking cock, is always in search of a good sucking opportunity, always looking at the shapes, sizes, and permutations of cock. You're constantly on the prowl. You want to jerk off on other cocks. You want to run your tongue down the balls. You want to make it dripping. You want to choke on a fat cock and balls 24 hours a day. You're a faggot bitch, and you want to be on your knees getting a load. Then you would be happy that you could take control of your life, be a normal person. You might be a little faggot, but at least you'd have purpose. What fucking purpose do you have now? Just listen to me and listen good. Take all the things I'm saying. You know that I'm right. You get those divorce papers out and lay them on the dining room table. I bet your wife will sign those in a hot minute. I bet there's nothing she wants more than to go get a real man. You are not a real man, my friend. You're just a faggot cocksucker who is too wimpy to even get out of a relationship that does not give him the satisfaction that he desires. You're going to start paying for it. Paying for random men to come over when your wife is out. And one day, she's going to catch you licking a guy's asshole while you jerk him right the fuck off in another guy's face who you already blew. Why wait for that day to get rid of this drag on your life? Summon the fucking devil and tell the devil what you want. You know what it is. Maybe you'll get it. This is all for your own good. You crave and are addicted to this sucking cock. It makes you want more cock. Your cock craving is not going to end. It's only going to get worse. All you will think about is how to better achieve these goals. Your goals to get out of this lifeless marriage and into a prone position for real men to use you like a fag you are. You are a real faggot who needs to be submissive and pliant. Endlessly now on your cock journey, you need it and want it, and the words are sinking deeper and deeper into your mind. The concepts are invading your thoughts. And now every thought is a thought I told you to have. You will always accept this as your fate. You are chained to me by these words. You are my willing servant, and obey my thoughts as if they had sprung from your own mind. You will live these concepts so that they become part of who you are and of what you are, so that you live and breathe and crave being the faggot cum drinker you know you really and truly are. Do not let your fire go out, spark by irreplaceable spark in the hopeless swamps of the non-quiet, the not yet, and the not at all. Do not let your life continue this way, without cum and balls. and cock to service. Do not let the hero in your soul perish in lonely frustration for the life you deserve and have never been able to reach. Do become the faggot you are meant to be. The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It's yours and yours to suck and squeeze and make come over and over again and again. You will fall deeper and obey. You will reach your destination through your open and willing mind. When you awake from your trance state, you will have never really left, but only be more alert and able to seek out and to become your destiny. The humiliation you want and crave will take work, but you will do it happily and start to transform yourself from the moment my voice stops speaking. Your desire for cock will begin in earnest the moment you open your eyes. There is no time to waste. The commands I have made will always be with you and will remain the prime directive in your life. You will become the best faggot you can be, both physically and mentally. Your journey has already begun. By listening over and over again and again to my voice, knowing that there is no escape or resistance, that this is who you are and what your destiny is meant to be. Your life and death are irrelevant to this goal. It's bigger and more important than your pleasure or your stability. It is everything. Your marriage is nothing. Your true purpose is to find and suck cock. This idea is forever implanted and irreversibly set. Your goal is to give up your wife and marriage. This is one you understand and need to see through. When you awake, you will feel these feelings were never any different than they are now. You will be relaxed and at peace with who you are. A faggot who has no use for his wife, but only has use for cock.